All right, and welcome back to the Infield Trap. This is the final half hour. We've been talking with Fritz Springmeier. We also have Vinny Eastwood online. He is down in New Zealand with his own show. He runs the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And we're going to go to him right now because he's been listening and has some... He's always got choice thoughts, but I'm sure he's got some specific ones on about what we've been talking about. So you've got the floor, my friend.
All right. Well, you know, I just wanted to relay that New Zealand is going through the exact same type of things that America and, well, virtually every other New World Order controlled country is going through at the moment. Same, if you would expect, from Agenda 21 to land prices astronomically going higher, mandatory tagging of cattle with GPS and other tracking chip technology. The water rights and things of that nature being privatized. Now the major energy conglomerates are being privatized. Farming viability is being threatened due to carbon taxes. We're having laws passed that restrict people's individual liberties, privacy, things of that nature, like the search and surveillance bill, which allows police to surveil people for up to 3 days without a warrant, including breaking into their house and installing cameras in every room for up to 3 days with no judicial oversight. And if they don't show anything, they don't even have to report that they surveilled you to their superiors or anything of that nature. The Prime Minister over here, John Key, used to work for Merrill Lynch. He was the derivatives trading representative on the board of the Federal Reserve of New York for 2 years. He set up the European bond and derivatives trade really as it stands today. And if you want to look at anything really that's going on in the world in terms of brainwashing general New World Order scumbaggery, if you look at New Zealand and you look closely enough, you'll see the exact same things going on. This is why they call it a New World Order. There ain't a single country that's really exempt from that definition, which is ironic because a lot of Americans have moved to New Zealand in order to escape the New World Order.
You know, I think it really goes back to that same concept. The sun never really sets on the British Empire. That, you know, that it's been a long time coming, but now they have the final pieces in place to at least get the, you know, the whole system under their thumb. You know, and especially with these carbon taxes, they've, you know, they're really working on cutting out almost, you know, all of what's left of individual, you know, prosperity and upward mobility. And, you know, it's already gone to, you know, at the same time they're standing up this police state, you know, it's getting pretty serious out there.
Yeah, if anybody in New Zealand wants to, you know, have any upward mobility, they'll probably need some kind of an upward mobility scooter because they can't make it on their own.
But you know,
really, really difficult. Yeah.
But you know, what do you think about what's going on with you know, some of the awakening? You know, a lot of people are talking very tongue in cheek about it. But you know, every day it seems that there's a you know, new people coming in. There's new politicians. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with Anne Bresington. Her video went you know, viral basically with that speech she gave. She's the Australian MP. We actually had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, but she gave a speech about, you know, exposing Agenda 21, and this is to a room full of green people, you know, newbies, or maybe they might have known something privately, but, you know, she went very far into Agenda 21 and to the Club of Rome, you know, and talking about where some of these things come from. You know, Fritz was talking earlier about, you know, the Committee of 300 and the Council on Foreign Relations and all these different think tanks and alphabet soup, you know, letter organizations. They're all running after the same thing.
Yeah, the New Zealand police beat you up with the Club of Rome.
Now, Fritz, on as far as the rest of the roundtable goes with the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome, you know, what's really starting to happen, you know, in the upper political circles, because you know they obviously need the euro currency to stay together for right now because it's not ready to fall apart, you know, and at the same time they still seem to be trying to get Australia and New Zealand under the same umbrella with these carbon taxes.
long-range plan is to pull Australia and New Zealand into the orb of China. And China's been making a lot of inroads into Australia. As far as Europe, they have been using the euro, the collapse, the economic problems of these different countries to whittle away their sovereignty. You know, when they created a European Union, they kind of gave them a limited sovereignty when they united them so that they could keep the opposition down. And now they're using this economic crisis to take some of the sovereignty away, because Europe is to become one political organization, just like North America is.
Fritz, could I add something to what you're saying there? Because the way that they made the EU happen is through trade deals, the European Economic Community earlier on, and that later became the European Union. They basically hook you with trade, then they take over your political structure and with unions and things of that nature. And what's happening in New Zealand now, and I think this involves another thing, and this dovetails with what you said about bringing us into the orb of China, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or the TPPA, which is the New Zealand and Pacific Rim countries equivalent of NAFTA or GATT, which I think is probably the equivalent of the European Economic Community. So we really are going into this new world order structure kind of at full speed, as I see, and I don't think anybody's capable of stopping it. Like, the assets are being sold off in New Zealand power generation now, and do you know what the media had as its front page story for 4 days in a row? One person getting attacked by a shark. That hasn't happened in New Zealand since 1976.
they love pulling out the red herrings. I think you're right about that, because the other thing about China is that they've got the resources locked up. You know, one thing that a lot of people aren't talking about is China has a near monopoly on rare earth minerals, whether it's in China or in areas that they've actually bought the rights to. So not only that, but Australia also goes up and down. You know, follows the Chinese economy in terms of raw material production and usage.
Well, it's funny there, because Australia has also now got these anti-free speech laws, protecting discriminated groups. I forget what the law's actually called. But dig this. You know the song Kung Fu Fighting? You know, everybody was kung fu fighting. Well, a dude was arrested at a karaoke bar for singing that song because there was a Chinese man there who said that it was racist.
Yeah, this political correctness culture has gone way too far. Did you hear about there was a 7-year-old suspended from school here because he bit his
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart kid. He bit the Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. He said he was trying to make a mountain out of it, but made a gun out of it. And, you know, that's really, you know, what they're going to do is definitely, they're already neutering the, the creative spirit in people. And they're also, you know, they're making it more acceptable to have zero tolerance policies, what you can and cannot say. And then, you know, pretty soon it's going to be like the movie Demolition Man. I know, Fritz, you haven't seen that, but, you know, it's basically a complete nanny state where, you know, everything is washed, everything is verboten, basically.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I think I'll be out there living in the sewers if we don't make this happen. So, you know, we better hurry up, Vinny. We got about a minute and a half before the break here, so Vinny, I hope you'll stick around on the other side. But, I definitely want to get into exactly where this is leading with the technological police state, because if you haven't seen the, some of the tech news on this side of the Atlantic, I know you heard about the Rand Paul epic filibuster, but there's a lot that's going on with drones and even behind the scenes with as it relates to video. And
what's funny is during that filibuster, the House Appropriations Committee gave a shockingly large amount of money to the Department of Defense and Planned Parenthood and something else that kills people. I forget.
Yeah,
all it did was serve as a distraction so they could give $1 billion or $1 trillion or whatever to the three big departments of the United States that kill people.
Exactly. You know, the important stuff always seems to get done. You know, the same way that when they were debating the debt ceiling, you know, and what to do about the sequester, not the sequester, but the debt ceiling at the time right before New Year's, you know, there everybody's debating that, and they slipped the FISA bill through for 5 more years to, you know, to spy on Americans and foreigners overseas with, you know, with no recourse. But hang right there. This is the Info Trap. We're talking with Vinny Eastwood and Fritz Springmeier. Be right back. Final segment of the Info Trap. Still got Fritz Springmeier on the line and Vinny Eastwood. We were talking about the progression of the police state and where it's going with this cashless society, because paper money is going to be gone soon.
I wanted to make a comment on that. You know, of course we're going towards a cashless society, because I think we're already at a cashless society. I don't have any cash.
We virtually are there. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You know, and the end game is going to be there to shake up people's lives even further. You know, and I don't think it'll be long before we're talking about near field communication and you know, that IBM commercial where, you know, the guy is going all the way through picking out everything in his basket and then just walks out. You know, it's hooked right up to your to your account. You know, there was a story the last week about insurance companies now starting to look at the frequent shopper programs about what people are buying as it relates to their health insurance. And this is the kind of micromanagement that's going to start to come into people's lives with the technology. But, you know, Fritz, you wanted to explain about that, that
beast computer.
Yeah. Tell us more.
If that was something directed at me,
yeah, about the beast computer, Fritz. You were talking about the beast computer?
Oh, okay. I had an eyewitness who had spent some time in front of one of the beast computers telling me, and this was back in the 70s, and the technology's come a long way since then, but even back then in the late 70s, they had, at that time, they only had 3 of them. Now they've got more. Of these massive computers that are just like, they're godlike in what they know. They know everything about everybody, and they have artificial intelligence so that, let's say you ask this beast computer, how can I start a war between this country and that country? The computer could tell you, the computer speaks, the voice is like a woman, and she could tell you how to do it.
So we're literally talking about,
wanted to say, how do I get?
Yeah. So we're literally talking about like these large computers, like you see in the movies with iRobot and the other things, where it's an all knowing kind of prescient singularity type. Vinny talks about the Red Queen from Umbrella. Yeah, for sure.
That's from that's a Resident
from Resident Evil. Yeah.
You know, I think that that's actually what the U.S. administration is, really. It's simply Resident Evil. although some of them are leaving the country, and thank goodness for that.
go ahead with the rest of the beast computer, just to give people a frame of reference there.
Oh, finish my thought. Like, it can also direct individual activities. He was shocked because you could ask the computer, how can I get so-and-so to kill his brother? And it would know enough of the psychology. Actually, the computer knew people better than they know themselves. It would know how to create a scenario to get those people to have tension, and where the brother would be agitated to a point that he would kill his own brother. So they literally can micromanage the world using this. And one of the things that I was working with for 10 years was people that were under total mind control. And one of the newer aspects of that mind control is using electronics and artificial intelligence and other things like this to control people's minds. So they have a lot of power in manipulating events. And that's another subject that your listeners, if they're interested, and I'm just scratching a vast subject, I have two enormous books that they can read some more about these subjects of mind control. And, of course, you gave my blog, pintracks.com, where people can get more information and get my books. So anyway, just informing people that mind control is going on a scale that's beyond their imagination, and they're using technology to do this too.
And even as it relates to the public, you know, there's a lot of unproven things that are out there talking about sound frequency and some of the technology we have with the cell phones and everything else out there. You know, these cell phone towers. There's a lot of things that we obviously don't know and takes too long to prove. But I think you're definitely on the right track. You know, Vinny, you know that you sent that that Resident Evil reference earlier. I think that it's already almost there. You know, that kind of thing. You know, with between what Fritz is talking about and with the technological police state. I don't know if you remember. In the first Resident Evil, when they were on the train getting off of that platform, and you see them getting off the train, and the cameras, the system is immediately sizing them up. You know, it's got their whole biometric signature. You know, it knows virtually everything about their capability as an animal. It's also detecting weapons on their presence. You know, and that's the kind of thing that we're going into, where you know there's going to be, if it's not already there, we're already going to be at this complete database where you know everyone is a set of statistics to where this worldwide camera system will be able to pick you out of anything, whether it's, you know, plain sight or infrared or with the biosignature, everything else.
Well, I'd like to say that in a world full of morons, there becomes an over-reliance on artificial intelligence.
Right, and that's not a good thing. We're already at idiocracy.
Something that Albert Einstein said, he said when the technology surpasses the level of understanding of the general public, we will have a nation of idiots. And we have it now. And the unfortunate instance that we have to deal with is that it takes a long time to instill a society with any form of morality or higher intelligence or something of that nature. They usually have to suffer through massive trials and tribulations and things of that nature in order to develop that type of thing. Like what happens, I think, primarily to activists before they become active is they'll usually be intelligent, free-thinking people who become moderately successful in the society that they're growing up in, yet through their success, they will notice things in the course of their daily life that completely disagree with them. And eventually, hopefully, some of them get really disillusioned with the society and then wind up spending the rest of their lives trying to correct their delusions, essentially. And what's also interesting is that they get demonized as being disillusioned by people. Like, oh man, you sound really negative. You must be really disillusioned. As if no longer operating under a delusion is a bad thing.
Right. And you know, and that's kind of the thing, the reason that it's so difficult for people to wake up is because they experience that cognitive dissonance and it gets painful. You know, this whole thing is about letting go of all that old self of yours, and it's really like a death inside your own mind in a way, and people aren't ready for that in a lot of ways. You know, it's gotten to the point now where you're exactly right. There's no more, morality and society has hit the downside of the slope. You know, if you're looking at a bell curve, we're already headed down the other side.
Yeah. Like, arms up like a... Like a fear porn roller coaster.
Right. It's nothing. It's become nothing but bread and circuses now. And you know, it's really divergent to the point where you know there are some people that are still on the fence and that have not gone down the other side of that. But you know, you can reach them.
Well, let's hope so. Because if you can't,
it's going to
make a lot of people not want to bother.
You know, we're coming down to the end of the show, and actually the radio host on the other side of this, on the next show, he, you know, Nemo DeNovo, he's very much into not saving people, and the train has already left the station. If you haven't been saved, you're probably hopeless. And in a lot of ways, he's right. You know, as far as it relates to prepping for emergencies, you know, that's a term that he doesn't particularly like. And you know, he kind of makes a good point, because you know, if you are prepping and you have this whole kit of stuff that will help you out in this time, but you don't know how to use it or have any other skills to even keep yourself useful, you're going to be, you know, frozen out in this world that we're going into. So we're coming to the end. If you've got any thoughts?
Yeah, there's only two things you really need if you're a prepper. You need to prep your mind, and you need to prep your supply of toilet paper, and that's about it.
I would add to that, prep your body also. I'm about to get in here and work out with my pump on. But I appreciate Vinny for joining me. Fritz Springmeier also. As usual, we run out of time on the show, but you'll hear more of both of them on the InfoTrap and the extended airtime that we're going to have on this network. So, Vinny, like I said, I appreciate it. Fritz, we'll catch up with you soon. The InfoTrap.